Today, in the tiny Persian Gulf nation of Qatar, the U.S. Military Central Command is waging virtual war. General Tommy Franks is leading the computer war game exercises. They're testing the military's combat communication links throughout the Middle East, Central Asia, and East Africa. The Pentagon insists this is not linked to a possible war in Iraq, but the portable headquarters in Qatar would likely serve as a command post for any strike on Baghdad. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports from Doha that while the Qatari government has welcomed the U.S. military, many residents are deeply worried about war once again jolting the Gulf region.
The atmosphere is upbeat along Doha's well-paved streets in the central business district. About 400,000 of Qatar's half-million residents are immigrants. They're foreigners who work as everything from cooks to teachers in this small, affluent nation. On their day off, many immigrants head to local picnic spots or one of several amusement parks. But beneath this festive surface, many Qataris are unsettled by the possibility of the Gulf's third major war in two decades. Saeed Ayoub, who brought his family here from India 3 years ago, is a technician at Qatar's electric company. Ayoub fears a new war will mean a forced return and an end to his livelihood.
I mean, it will be a very bad thing if the war gets on, because we came here for a better living for our family. People who have come here for the better earnings, they too have to go back, because in 1991, during that Gulf War, they left everything out here and they had to go back to their places.
Qatar is a Connecticut-sized slice of desert on the east coast of the Arabian Peninsula. It's home to oil wells and some of the largest natural gas deposits in the world. Some here believe the U.S.'s regional goals are not disarming Iraq or fighting the global war on terrorism. Dr. Mona Pasha moved here from Egypt 11 years ago.
America, this is not her its aim to get rid of Saddam Hussein. All of us know very well what is the aim for America, what is her target. She wants to control oil for all the world. All of us know the truth.
Ali is a 29-year-old Qatari businessman who asked that his full name not be used. Ali wonders why it took the U.S. 11 years to finally get tough with the Iraqi leader.
Why only now they said Saddam? Why they didn't destroy all his military in the Gulf War? Why they didn't finish at that time? And they have all the support from all the Arabic, from all the people. Why they make it only now? It's a big question mark.
Qatar-based Al Jazeera Television, which grew famous broadcasting taped addresses by Osama bin Laden, also shows daily images of Palestinians clashing with Israeli forces. Recently, images of the Israeli army's deadly incursions into a Gaza refugee camp flashed incessantly across Al Jazeera. Angered by those pictures, many Qataris want the U.S. to focus less on Iraq and more on brokering peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Professor Hassan Al-Ansari is director of the Gulf Cooperation Council's think tank here. He says if the U.S. doesn't do more, the warm Qatar-U.S. relations could be short-lived.
They perceive lack of interest to work hard, to bring an end, to the Arab-Israeli conflict. If that issue, we cannot move it, away from the other issues that, we agree on, it might poison, the whole thing.
Others, meantime, seem excited by the prospect of a Persian Gulf without Saddam Hussein. This weekend, the Iraqi leader reached out to Kuwaitis and, by extension, the rest of the Gulf and apologized for the 1990 invasion. He also called for Kuwaitis to rise up against their leaders and the U.S. Monira, a 36-year-old housewife and Kuwait native, says few here were taken in by Saddam's mea culpa.
He do it before, it's a trick. Just he want to hold all the Gulf in one hand and to take all, the valuable things for his own self. We are never will be with this devil man. Never we trust him. Never, never, never.
Saddam's holding back the region. How can we move forward, Monira asks, with this madman hanging over us? Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Doha.